Hello everybody and welcome to our very first podcast for Network Lawyers. I'm Peter Sedmery.
And I'm Luciana Ignatiadis.
Let's introduce ourselves quickly. I've got a background in communications. I worked for an online company called AT2, where I was responsible for implementing communication campaigns and developing software. And I then moved on to the legal profession. That was about 8 years ago. And I worked as the practice manager at DKL Lawyers. And that's where I met you, Luch.
That's right. As you're aware, Pete, I've got a background in science. I went back to uni as a mature age student to study a law degree and worked at Chase Legal for a short time and then moved over into DKL Lawyers, where I met you. You were quite instrumental in my professional development in that you have so much experience. You taught me all about lodging, stamping, and all those little idiosyncrasies that regarding property law that really studying a law degree doesn't teach you.
And we had some fun along the way, and we noticed during that time that there were some fundamental changes happening in the industry, Luch.
That's right. I guess one of the biggest thing that I noticed was in speaking to lawyers and conveyancers that there was a contradiction between lawyers that thought electronic conveyancing was coming in and those that said, oh no, it's not coming in, the paper's here to stay, the lawyers don't want it. And I guess that's where our idea was born to help legal practitioners and conveyancers really understand and transition into this electronic era.
Yeah, well, I think most people would accept the fact that it's not going anywhere now, and so each practitioner's making their own adjustments as they see fit, aren't they, so that they can transition their own business into the digital era. And Network Lawyers is about providing some support to practitioners in the digital space.
And I think the key element of Network Lawyers is that the legal practitioner or conveyancer can keep their client. So there's no need to shut shop, hand over the keys, anything like that. They can keep their clients and do as much or as little as they're comfortable with in the electronic stage, and they can outsource the parts that they're not so comfortable with to Network Lawyers whilst keeping their clients.
Absolutely. And we've had a busy 2 to 3 months.
Indeed we have.
Setting up has been a bit of a whirlwind, but I think we've crossed most of the...
I've certainly had a lot of fun finding out all the differences between the Australian jurisdictions and the state revenue offices, how they all operate a little bit differently, but we're all registered and ready to go now.
So we're putting ourselves out there to clients at the moment. We'd love to hear from you if you would be interested in engaging our services. Let's leave it there, Luch. What do you think?
Yep.
Thanks for listening. Thank you.